Okay, third graders, let's go to page A16 in our health book. Lesson 3, Your Mind and Emotions. Look at this picture. You can tell what the girl is doing. Can you tell what she is feeling? You can if you look closely at her face. The expression on her face shows how she feels. You will learn how to share emotions in helpful ways, how to use I messages, ways to stay in a good mood, ways to keep your mind healthy. The vocabulary words we will see in this lesson are the words emotion, self-control, I message, and attitude. Page A17, your emotions. To maintain health, you need to show emotions in a helpful way, in helpful ways. An emotion is a feeling inside you. There are many kinds of emotions. Here are some helpful ways to express emotions. Fear. Talk to your parents or guardian. Be honest. The adult may be able to help you get over your fear. Caring. Caring is showing concern for others. If you care for someone, tell him or her. He or she may feel the same way about you. Sadness or grief. Grief means a feeling of being very sad. People feel grief over a loss, such as when a pet dies. They may feel grief when they are disappointed. Let your emotions out by crying. Talk to a responsible adult about the pain you feel. Keep a private journal. Joy and happiness. When you feel joy and happiness, show it. Don't try to hide your how you feel. Smile or laugh. Your joy and happiness could make others feel happy. What are emotions? Okay, page A18. Angry feelings. Suppose a friend makes you angry. You need to share your angry feelings in helpful ways. Self-control helps you share your energy. Your angry feelings in a helpful way. Self-control is having control over your emotions and actions. Taking deep breaths and counting to 10 may help you keep your self-control when you are angry. Another way to express angry feelings is by using an I message. An I message is a helpful way to talk about feelings when you are upset. What is self-control? Okay, in the picture, the boy is saying, "It hurt." Suppose you are playing tennis. You get hit with the ball. You feel angry. You might use the I message below. What happened when the tennis ball hit me? How it affected you? It hurt. How you feel? And I felt angry. Okay, turn to page 819. How you feel. Your mind is the way you feel at a certain time. There are ways to stay in a good mood. Get physical activity. Your brain makes special chemicals when you exercise. These can lift your mood. Do something well. Being successful makes you feel good about yourself. Spend time with people who care about you. These people can help you stay in a good mood during hard times. Help someone else. This helps you both stay in a good mood. How can you stay in a good mood? Okay, the caption on the bottom states, helping someone can help you both stay in a good mood. Okay, we're going to turn to page A20. A healthy mind. A helpful attitude helps keep your mind healthy. Your attitude is the way you think, act, or feel. If you have a healthful attitude, you think about things in a helpful way. Suppose your parent or guardian tell you that you have to do chores. You do the chores as a way to help your family. You carry them out cheerfully. You have a helpful attitude. These are ways to keep your mind healthy. Avoid worry. You may worry before you take a test. You may feel anxious when you perform a play for a group of people. Worrying too much can harm your mental and emotional health. Worry also can harm your physical health. It can cause your body to feel tense and tired. It may cause you to become ill. You can talk to your parents or guardian when you are worried. They can help you relax. They can help you let go of your worry. Letting go will help you with your mental and emotional and physical health. Having a helpful attitude helps you feel good about yourself. It also makes a positive environment for others. Okay, turn to page 821. Keep sharp. Learning new things helps keep your mind sharp. You can learn by reading books, talking with others, and building friendships. Get plenty of physical activity, rest, and sleep too. Your mind is alert when you are well rested. You can think clearly. You can perform better. Avoid drugs. Stay away from drugs and chemicals. Some drugs can have a harmful effect on the mind. They cause your thinking to be slow and cloudy. Chemicals such as cleaning products, paint, or glue can be harmful. These products should be used in a well-ventilated area. Opening a window can help. What is a healthful attitude? Lesson review. Review concepts. Number one, describe one way you can share emotions in a helpful way. Two, define an I message. Three, name two things you can do to stay in a helpful mood. Four, name three things you can do to keep your mind healthy. Critical thinking. Number five, apply. Suppose your best friend is moving away. You are sad. What are some ways you can stay in a helpful mood? Number six, use communication skills. Suppose a friend borrowed a special pen from you and then lost it. Write an I message that tells your friend how you feel.